something on your mind. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. Oh, and the shit shock horror. You've seen your future bride. Yeah, but it's oh so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting and the only reason that you came is to what you're scared for. Tonight, and some might exchange a glance, but keep pretending to dance. Don't act like it's not happening, as if it's impolite to go and mention your name. Instead, you'll just do the same as they all do and hope for the best. The only reason that you came is what you're scared for. Little swine, hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror. You've seen your future bride, yeah. Yeah, but it's always so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting.
Remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.
Hot air for a cool breeze. is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
I'll get even there on the other side. That's enough of me. His name's Holden. Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices, and many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian, and it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian, too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker.
And we're vegetarians.
For more information, visit PETA.org. No, and at least you are well.
MFO. Tufts Freeform Radio.
That if you've got a girl who loves you and thinks the whole wide world of you, a flowers and beads are one thing, but have a new girl, that's something. That's 'cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone.
Girl, he just knows he loves you now.
Talk about in everything I say, and
girl, I just know I love you now. Girl, I love you.
I love you and need you in my lifetime.
Girl, I just know I love you.
Don't you think my love is true?
Girl, I just know I want you.
Don't you think my love is true?
Flowers and beads are one thing, but having a girl is something. That's if you've got a girl who loves you and thinks the whole wide world of you. Flowers and beads are one thing, but having you, girl, that's something. That's 'cause I know you love me only, that you'll never leave my heart alone there.
Girl, he just knows he loves you now.
You're all I talk about in everything I say, and
girl, I just know I love you now.
Girl, I love you.
I love you and need you in my lifetime.
Girl, I just know I love you.
Don't you think my love is true?
You think my love is true?
Girl, I just know I want you.
Don't you think that my love is true?
Thank you. morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Trying to love in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Montague Street, a basement down the stairs. That was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I